In the previous section, I showed how a beginner can get transistors for free from old scrap PC motherboards. Here, I will show how to use them in practice. We will drive the MOSFET transistors from 3.3 volts and, in the process, see the importance of the voltage at the gate of the transistor. Here, we will make the hardware basis for our own ESP8266-based Wi-Fi-controlled dimmer. See the previous part. Good MOSFET transistors at 5 volts for free, recovering parts from an old PC motherboard. A similar project has already been published, but there it was controlled from the 5-volt level, so there were no combinations. PIC12F683 and SDCC. Tutorial: we create a simple dimmer. Read datasheet notes. Free transistors and desoldering them with a regular soldering iron. This time, I found an old flat-screen TV, still with fluorescent backlighting. Time for a quick visual inspection of the backlight module, which had already arrived to me damaged anyway. Four promising transistors can be seen at the bottom. KMBO54N40, N-type channel MOSFET. VDS equals 40 volts, drain source voltage. ID equals 54 amps. Resistance in the open state at VGS equals 4.5 volts. Gate voltage, not bad either, only up to 11 milliohms. They just need to be soldered out. This can be done without hot air. My method is first flux, then lead binder on the solder to soften it. Then alternate heating of the ground pores. The transistor can be removed with tweezers. Dimmer program on ESP8266, Node MCU here. I programmed the ESP8266 in platform I/O based on Arduino OTA so that I could upload the batch over Wi-Fi. How do I program the Wemos D1 ESP8266 board in Arduino shape? Arduino OTA in platform I/O. PWM, pulse width modulation. Pulse width modulation is used to control brightness. Basically, we quickly turn on and off a logic state on a pin. Here, 0 volts or 3.3 volts. In Arduino, the analog write function is used for this. I made my program to simply dim from 0 to 100% in a loop, while refreshing the Arduino OTA so I could still update the program over Wi-Fi. I expose the PWM to the GPIO2 pin, which is D4 on the Node MCU. Result: the program works and the PWM is both on the LED on the ESP12 board and on D4. Dimmer on KMBO54N40. The first schematic that comes to mind is probably to connect the output of the ESP to the gate of the transistor, preferably through some sort of resistor. I've decided to start with that, although I can't say it's the correct approach. We'll see. The recovered MOSFET is surface-mounted, so we won't use a contact board. Anyway, I would advise against a contact board for higher currents. Instead, we will make a so-called sculpture, as some people colloquially say, on a piece of laminate. I start the process of creating such a board by cleaning the surface of the laminate so that it is easier to solder. I make the breaks with a grinder, then test if there is a short circuit with a multimeter. End of end. When assembling, it is worth remembering that the entire circuit must share a common ground. In addition, respect the maximum input voltage of our module from the ESP. 12 volts can damage it. This is the case with the Node MCU. To power it from 12 volts, you will need a step-down converter, but that's off topic. Getting started. It looks like everything is working. The MOSFET does not heat up excessively. I also connected a resistor from the gate to 3.3 volts. Instead of the PWM output, it flows 2.3 amps, still without excessive heating. Dimmer on 2SK3918. Only is it always so colorful? Let's find out. Let's replace our KMBO54N40 with the 2SK3918. I have from the topic about old PC motherboards. The pinouts match. Swap done, boot up and Something has reduced the current. It's already strange. It was 2.3 amps, and it's 1.73 amps. The LEDs are not so bright anymore, but that's not the only problem. The transistor heats up, and after a while, it is already very warm. Why did the KMBO54N40 manage and the 2SK3918 no longer does? It all comes down to the control of the transistor. This is a MOSFET transistor. It is controlled by voltage. The voltage at the gate, relative to the source, is determined by